The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Beautiful.
Eamon Walsh, you're very welcome to the studio and thank you for playing us in on that beautiful piece of music. What is that called?
Yeah, that air is called Manana Heard and Women of Ireland, composed by the famous Irish composer Sean O'Rida. The piece is often used as a term to celebrate the strength, spirit and contributions of women in Irish history and culture. And with two women contesting the presidential election, I think it's a very appropriate piece.
Oh, I thought you were playing it for me as the Manana Heard. No, for our two presidential candidates.
And
that's fair enough.
It's great to see a woman in the race again. I think the two former ladies, Mary Robinson and Mary McAleese, done fantastic jobs. So it'd be great to see another woman back in the earth.
Hear, hear. Eamon, you are here speaking to me in the Hard Shoulder studio today because you're campaigning for your beautiful instrument, the Uilleann pipes, to be used at Áras an Uachtaráin more frequently and for big visits. Tell me about the campaign.
The two Irish national instruments that have been awarded the UNESCO status, that the harp and the Uilleann pipes, and thanks to the work of Naipibri Uilleann and Cóta Sciáilte Éireann and the Cardinal de Crichton, who have been promoting the harp and the Uilleann pipes worldwide. Now, I'm calling on the Uachtaráin, the incoming Uachtaráin na hÉireann, to showcase the harp and the Uilleann pipes on the steps of Áras an Uachtaráin as heads of state are being received. Traditionally, the Irish Defence Forces, the Army No. 1 Band, play for foreign heads of state visiting Áras an Uachtaráin. This includes playing the national anthem and a full military honour. And then
so that's the standard practice at the minute.
That's the standard practice.
That if a head of state visits Áras an Uachtaráin, it's the Irish Defence Forces band. And they have drums and they have, I think...
And they play the national anthem of the dignitary of the appropriate country. But then the president escorts the dignitary through the doors of the Áras an Uachtaráin, and I'm calling for the harp and the Uilleann pipes to be positioned on the steps as the head of state has gone through. What better way to give an Irish welcome?
So it's not that you want the Defence Forces band stopped. You don't want to take them away from Áras an Uachtaráin. You want them to do what
continue
they do.
Continue what they do, yes.
As standard. But you would like then, as the dignitary walks up the steps and is welcomed in through the front door of Áras an Uachtaráin, for the harp and the Uilleann pipes
the two national
to be played.
Which has been awarded UNESCO status. What better way to give an Irish welcome?
And you've been asking for this for quite some time. What has the reaction been?
Everybody agrees that it'd be a fantastic idea and it should be done. I know the Áras an Uachtaráin, they do have Irish music inside, but from the world media, the spotlight is on your country and you have a chance to showcase your Irish two national instruments and give an Irish welcome. What better way to do it? And when you think of the All-Ireland Flowers held in Wexford this year, 800,000 people attended, 27% of those was out of state. So Irish tradition music is one of our Ireland's biggest tourist attractions.
So they are played, these instruments, inside Áras an Uachtaráin, but you're saying the cameras aren't there.
Absolutely.
So we're not using the opportunity to showcase.
Them.
So have there been missed opportunities in the past then?
I think so. I've never seen the two national instruments played in the steps of Áras an Uachtaráin. And I say they should be played in the steps of Dublin Castle at the inauguration as the incoming president comes in for the inauguration. They should be there as well on the steps as the incoming Uachtaráin na hÉireann is arriving.
I do remember the moment that Donald Trump arrived in Ireland a number of years ago and he came down the steps of his plane in Shannon and there were three women dressed in red dresses. Yeah. One of them had, the harp and one of them had the violin.
Yeah, that was before he was elected president. That was the way back. He came on a private visit in the Trump.
But those were the instruments that were used then, and actually everybody does remember the coverage that got. And it wasn't all positive, but I do remember people talking about the music that had been chosen to welcome him into the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And thousands of foreign students come to Ireland every year to learn the pipes, learn the harp, and at all the different summer schools throughout the country. And it's long overdue. The two national instruments, and they're so colourful looking. If you look at these Uilleann pipes, they're called Uilleann, first of all, because it's the Irish word for elbow. You could call them elbow. Uilleann is the Irish word for elbow. And somebody asked me, what was a set of those cost? They cost €15,000. I bought a four-bedroom house with a garage for €10,000 30 years ago.
You wouldn't get it today, but I'd say you've possibly got more joy from those Uilleann pipes, are you? It was possibly a better investment.
I've been all over the world. I've been North America, Canada, all over Europe, Japan, Hong Kong, South Korea.
How important would it be in terms of promoting Irish music, do you think? And how important is Irish music to tourism in this country?
Yeah, when you think of the famous groups like the Chieftains, who have done wonderful work in promoting, they've been all over the world. And Irish music attracts thousands here every year. As they the All-Ireland Flair, which is going to Belfast next year, by the way, 27% out of state. They're for India, China, even Chinese ceilidh bands competing in the All-Ireland Flair.
And it is Irish music. It is traditional Irish music
traditional
that they want
Irish
to hear.
Irish music, absolutely. And they're playing the Uilleann pipes now in all over China, India. There's a new branch. There's 450 branches of Coast Culture Éireann worldwide. And the biggest branch, would you believe it, is in Budapest. There's a branch in India, Dubai, New Zealand, all over America, all over Europe. 450 branches, and the biggest branches in Budapest.
In your own career, you have played for dignitaries and you have played at Irish state ceremonies in the past.
Yeah, well, I played at Centenary of the Shannon in the Dáil Chamber. That was in the last couple of years there. And it was the first time music was played in the Dáil Chamber. Usually it's music of a different kind. The opposition, they're arguing over something. So,
I don't know if everybody calls that music. You did also play at Gay Byrne's graveside, at Christy Dignam's cremation and at Lord Mountcharles' funeral.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I'm registered with the Irish Funeral Directors. And the wedding fair every year in the RDS, and there's also a funeral times exhibition which people never heard about. They showcase everything to do with funerals, coffins, RIP of a stand there, hearses, everything. And I'm there playing in the middle of them all because I play funerals.
When did you start playing the Uilleann pipes?
When I was 30 years of age.
I would have thought that was quite late.
I was
to pick
late.
It up.
Yeah, I played the bagpipes in Ballinair when I was growing up, and then when I heard Planxty in 1981 in Trinity College, Liam O'Flynn, I went up to him afterwards and I said, where can you get a set of Uilleann pipes? I thought they were handed down from generation to generation. And he gave me the name of an old man in MacCairn and in Cabra in Dublin. So I bought my first practice set for £30. And I've been all over the world since. I got lessons from Liam O'Flynn, Gay McKeown, the head of the Napiri Uilleann, Peter Maguire, a famous piper as well.
And are young people still picking up the Uilleann pipes?
Thousands of young people are taking up the pipes in particular and the harp. Now, they're not always that transportable, you know, on a plane. But there's a huge revival since the 60s, since Planxty, Christy Moore and Planxty, Liam O'Flynn and the Chieftains, obviously, you know what I mean?
I know, as I said earlier, you have been pushing for this for many years. Are you disappointed that Michael D'Higgins didn't explore it when he had the opportunity?
Yeah, I'm surprised because Michael D'Higgins is a great Gaelgore and Irish culture and he does have the Irish instruments in the Arras. But I've been calling for them to showcase visibly on the steps of the Arras an Uachtaráin, when you have a chance to promote the Irish cultural side of Ireland. And better way than to give an Irish welcome?
Are you going to play us out, Eamon?
Yeah, it's a piece called Ballina for the Fla, because I'm campaigning to bring the Fla to Ballina after Belfast is finished.
Okay, you have multiple campaigns on the go, Eamon. Thank you. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.